Hello, America. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. We always ask that you share this work, and I hope that you do share this work. I heard from a few people on comments, social media, our website, and they tell me that they're continuing, their parents and their older relatives are continuing to vote for Biden because they think he's a JFK Democrat. And this is after we even came out with a piece on the fact that Biden was the sponsor of the bill that began to double tax Social Security. So you already are taxed on it when you receive it, and then it's taken. Exactly. This is, people are just stupid. Seriously. Some people are just stupid. But the one of the things that I really want to emphasize here is that we can't even recognize rhinos in our midst. We can't recognize an abject communist in Biden who has no morals. I mean, if he's not a pedophile, I think the case has been made through behaviors caught on tape, the diary, that even... a well-known journalist ignored because he was afraid of the DOJ. And I think he does good work. And I'm not going to call him out by name, but the bottom line is when you have the evidence, you got to publish it. Biden is just a despicable individual, and yet people still want to vote for him. I can't stress to you how immoral the people are that we're dealing with. They're going to kill RFK Jr. Oh, no, FBI, you don't need to kick in my door. I don't know of any plot. I don't know who's going to do it. I don't know how they're going to do it. I'm going to give you two methods that they'll use. They'll use one of the two. But the proof is already in the behavior. And the bottom line is, people, is that, and maybe I should fall back on my background here, and it doesn't mean I'm always right, but I've been teaching high school psychology since 1980. I took it to the collegiate level at 97. I've done advanced classes. I've written multiple courses. I've been involved in the creation of programs of study, and I stopped doing that in 2018. And what I'm saying to you is I also worked in therapy. I had some individual clients, but I really focused on contracts with the state, in which I worked for a third party that determined whether or not some prisoners in halfway houses were going to qualify for full probation. You learn a lot about human nature. And I just want to say this to you. The people that run the Democratic Party and the rhinos that support them will stop at nothing to maintain the power of the uniparty. We've said this before. In fact, Annie DiRiso, back when she was still working with me as my news director, Annie and I had a couple of discussions on air around 2013, 2014, so over 10 years ago. What will the Dems not do? Now it's a uniparty. But what will they not do to stay in power? And the answer is nothing. You know, the Clintons set the tone. They set the tone for how far you'll go. But you just look at the behavior of Boeing, okay? You have a whistleblower gives testimony, and it's damning testimony to Boeing, and the next day he commits suicide in his car. So wait a minute, you're brave enough, you're ambitious enough, you have enough energy to go do this and face, you know, the intense pressure you're going to face, and you kill yourself? It's amazing how they can do the reach around, isn't it? I just can't believe people are so stupid. And I'm just telling you right now, you are dealing with lawless individuals where the ends justifies the means, and they don't even feel they need justification. Occasionally, you know, they'll pass a law that gives them unbridled authority, but they frequently break the law. And I'm going to go through a couple of examples like that. What won't they do to stay in power? And then we're going to have two stories that follow that illustrate why you should be concerned in the public. You should be concerned about leaders who have integrity, and you should be concerned about you and how one day you're going to be a victim because you're here listening to this, and that has put you on the list. Oh, that would call FISA. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's too late. You can go away. You can disconnect and never visit again. It doesn't matter. You're already here and you stayed more than 30 seconds, which I understand is kind of like how they measure. And that's when the DOJ wants your address and your name so you can go on their little list. Because when they put everybody in the smart cities, when they put everybody in the smart cities, you won't be on it. You won't be in the list. All right. We're brought to you by Magic Dicol Products. Before I came on, I've got my leg for my sweats rolled up right now. So I put on the gel on my knee that's allowing me to do things on a basketball court and with squats and leg press and knee extensions that I haven't been able to do at this level without my knee going, whoop. I've been able to do that for years. And then we know about what I went through with the lung linings and the most virulent form of RSV that's out there. And I'm running sprints 3 times a week, and I'm in double digits now on a basketball court. And I was told I was headed for oxygen. The spray, yeah, it's just incredible. I think you should check it out. There's also information testimonials there. There's a newsletter you can sign up for. The newsletter isn't going to do the work for you, though, but it'll give you the motivation if you don't already have it to say, if it's working for Dave, there's a good chance it'll work for me. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Okay. Let's go back. I'm going to give you a little history lesson here to show you just how bizarre and just how criminally corrupt the Democratic Party became and how it became that way. The conservative wing, the moderate wing of the Democratic Party that supported JFK in big numbers, that party is made up of Americans who might want a little more welfare, a little more foreign aid, social programs, forced integrated busing, but they weren't off the charts evil. They weren't arguing for unbridled access to murdering babies up until and after the time of delivery and then selling the body parts. So private entities that do these abortions can make a lot of money. We didn't see this. We didn't see this at all. It just, and you know, let me just show you a lie they tell. I saw an abortion ad favoring Joe Biden, and he said, Donald Trump took away your right to choose. Let me point out the obvious contradiction. When it came to the vaccines, Biden wanted everybody and tried to enforce it. What about your body, your choice, huh? But leaving that aside, let's just talk similarly about the abortion issue. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, one of the biggest liberals to ever serve on the Supreme Court, even said that Roe v. Wade was wrong. Because abortion is not a federally protected right, doesn't follow the Constitution, has to be decided by statute at the local level, the state level. And she was right. It doesn't matter whether you're for it or against it, or you believe in post-term abortion murder, doesn't matter. That's the argument. Now, this campaign ad pointed an arrow at Trump and said, he's taking away your right to choose. He had nothing to do with it. He's out of office. The Supreme Court decided, as Ruth Bader Ginsburg said, it's not a federally protected right. Trump had nothing to do with it. That campaign ad is just a blatant lie. And if that was the worst of their transgressions, I would be overstating the issue. But I'm going to tell you, we're going to cover today why RFK will be murdered, and he will be. Why Donald Trump is in danger too. These people have no restraints on their behavior. You've heard me, if you follow me for a length of time, and you've heard my two interviews, one telephonic and one on a visual medium, in which FBI, on behalf of the DOJ and Merrick Garland, whose relatives make money off of the various school board programs that people are objecting to, kicked in the door of Sharona Bishop, pointed guns to their heads, manhandled their teenage daughter, got her husband fired, who worked for the federal government. He didn't do anything wrong. They basically forced him out. I don't know if they fired him, but they forced him out. They actually moved out of the state to a conservative state because they were in Colorado, Rifle, Colorado, to be specific at the time, and they knew that the harassment would continue. This is just an example. And see, that's still very moderate. How did it go wrong for the Democrats? It went wrong in 1947 when the CIA and the NSA were created. The NSA was so secret, they called it the No Such Agency. And they began to illegally spy on the American people. They got the enemies list. Hoover, who was the corrupt, controlled by the mafia, who fixed horse races for him, so he'd look the other way and say, "There's no mafia," until the Valachi papers came out in the 60s. And Joseph Valachi gave testimony from prison that he, yeah, this is how they're organized, the Godfather on down. And, how did Hoover stay in power all that time, even after he was discredited here? After the years he said there was no mafia? He blackmailed every president. Served seven presidents. He blackmailed every single one of them until he died in office. The forces of the deep state coming out of the CIA, criminal CIA, they murdered John Kennedy. That's why I'm no longer on YouTube. We determined that. But they murdered John Kennedy, and they murdered Martin Luther King. And it was interesting. It's not because of his race, because of the what he said about discrimination, and he was rallying people to the cause of integration. It was because of his opposition to the Vietnam War. Same with John Kennedy. And then Bobby Kennedy, they murdered him too. And this is when it all started to go wrong. And then they turned the Democratic Party into their vehicle of compliance. And you start looking who they recruited. John Kennedy, unknowing to him at the time in World War II, had an affair with Ingrid Arvid. And she had been in the Nazi inner circle of Hitler's publicist before she defected with her husband that she was estranged from when she started her affair with Kennedy. J. Edgar Hoover had this information, and he warned Joseph Kennedy, former ambassador to England, "Hey, look, your son's messing around in a neighborhood he shouldn't be in." And they tried to get him to stop, but he wouldn't stop. So they transferred him to the Pacific, where he won the Congressional Medal of Honor when his PT boat was rammed in half by a Japanese destroyer. But anyway, it probably did more to make him president than anything else. But you had evil forces coming along. And J. Edgar Hoover blackmailed John Kennedy with this information. And that's how the scumbag, morally reprobate Lyndon Johnson became the vice president. And then when they killed John Kennedy, he becomes the president, gives him the Vietnam War, and starts America on the downward path. And then, of course, Richard Nixon, they were going to dump Richard Nixon from the Eisenhower ticket in the second run for presidency in 1956 because he was involved with the CIA and the Golden Triangle and heroin trafficking. And he wouldn't stop, and he was really promoting getting involved in Vietnam, helping the French. And Eisenhower said, "No, we just got out of Korea. We're not doing this." And then he becomes the next president. Gerald Ford, who signed his name to a fabricated report called the Warren Commission on the Assassination of John Kennedy, which was a joke of a report. Alan Dulles, who was the head of the CIA, fired by Kennedy over his Bay of Pigs operation in violation of presidential orders, tried to bring the Kennedy administration down. He was the mastermind behind the Warren Commission report, and he was connected to the planning and plotting of the killing of John Kennedy. And this is the beginning of the capturing of the Democratic Party with some rhinos, because Nixon was a rhino, opened up America to communist China, and the rest, as we say, is undermining history. And then their biggest coup d'etat was bringing in the Clintons and their connection to the Medellin cartel and all the murders that took place. And the worst thing that you could be in Arkansas was close to the Clintons. And the trail of bodies and the circumstances have been well documented. I don't need to run through them here. But see, this was a CIA operation to get Bill Clinton in. They were targeted because they would do anything that it took to stay in power. They made them filthy rich with CIA-related Clinton Foundation activities. Oh, dating back into Ukraine, by the way. And we could just go forward and talk about the CIA creation of the Manchurian candidate, Barack Obama, a.k.a. Barry Satoru. Interesting, isn't it? So we know that the ability to insider trade was inspired by clandestine forces outside government and the deep state. This is the way they bribe politicians to give them the wars they want so they can make the money with the military-industrial complex that many of the people associated with the deep state and the CIA are associated with. And the longer a conflict goes on, the more money people in Congress make through insider trading that would send you and me to jail for a very long time. And then, of course, you want rhinos in on the action, so you have a uniparty. Well, that's what I have here in my state, is a uniparty. It's where we had the head of the GOP at the time for Arizona on tape, and I played the tape going back to, January, February of this year, but he said, very powerful people back east don't want you to run. They'll pay you $1 million not to run. So you have GOP bribing or trying to bribe Kerry Lake GOP. And then in the 2020 election, in which 60% of the voting machines failed upon opening in heavy Republican districts, you had the county clerk and recorder, Stephen Reicher, Republican in name only. And then you had Bill Gates, then the chairman of the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors in charge of the Maricopa County elections. These two guys took out a pack against America First candidates and got them denied money and worked against their election. And we really believe they were part of the election fraud of 2022. 2020 was largely a Democratic operation, but there was some rhino complicity in this. But in my state now, it's a uniparty, and cartel money being siphoned off from fake real estate companies and so forth, being used to pay off members of the uniparty here in Arizona. It's the same thing at the federal level. I think the percentage of penetration, because it's easier to accomplish in a lower volume, is greater in Arizona than is the federal government, but it's true in both. Our government's a captured operation. And I'm going to say this, and it's going to sound like I'm bragging. I'm not bragging. I'm condemning. I spent 8 months, and I actually mentioned it over a year, but I deliberately tried to recruit people to become part of tossthemall.com. I said, let's create a list of maybe 10, 15, 20 people in the Senate and the House that deserve to be returned to office, like Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, Jim Jordan, people like that. Josh Hawley, kind of. Let's get these people reelected. But in the primary with the Republicans, since they're mostly rhinos now and they're on the take, and see, in Arizona, I've said this, there's either people that are in public office or judgeships, DA offices, county commissioners that are on the take, or they're covering up for those that are on the take, and they want to get part of the action, so they're waiting their turn in line. And or the third group would be, they know what's going on, but they're too chicken bleeper to say anything about it, because they're afraid of Clinton-style justice. So when we look at all this, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm saying to you quite clearly is this, is that your government's a captured operation. And I spent 8 months begging people to come to my movement. And I just got a smattering of people. I mean, it was in the dozens. I don't even think we got to 100. And I said, tossthemall.com, unelect all the incumbents except for a selected few that we publish the list for, and that we elect their primary opponent. And I got to admit, there's no guarantee I'd have been successful or they couldn't have been turned also at a later time. I fully admit that. But to do nothing is to accept what's happening. And so when we see what I'm going to talk about today with Speaker Mike Johnson, and what I see about what I think is almost the certain assassination of Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and the threat on Donald Trump, and the election interference with 91 indictments from the DOJ related forces against Trump. You know, listen, we could have headed this off, because I guarantee you the 15 to 20 people that I was going to get a list supporting, that number would have grown to probably about 100, because some people say, well, I'm not that deep into it and I need to be on the right side and I'd like to stay in office because the benefits are tremendous. We've met the enemy and he is us. And I fully admit, even if we had defeated 100% of incumbents that we targeted in the GOP in the primary, even if we had done that, I couldn't guarantee success because of the variables I've mentioned. But at least it would have given us a chance. At least it would have given us a chance. It would be kind of like maybe 500 more men showed up to the Alamo. Well, at least it would have given them a fighting chance. But there's no chance now. Your government is a totally captured operation. And there's a few people in there. I noticed that Paul Gosar today called for, actually it was yesterday, called for the removal of Speaker Mike Johnson. Paul Gosar has been a warrior for the truth for years, but for the last 2 years, he's been quiet and I've backed off verbally supporting him. By the way, he happens to be my congressman. I look at this and I say, we've met the enemy and he is us. I think there's enough awareness now about the Uniparty that if this were to go on in 2 years, the Toss Them All movement would become the rage. I truly believe that. I think it would become the number one focal point coming up on the primaries of 2026 to change the House of Representatives. But I don't think we're going to get to that point. The other side's not going to let that point happen. And boy, with that attempted movement on my part, where do you think I sit on their lists? With DHS and the FBI and the DOJ. Where do you think I sit? Personally, you have to give a shit before you're scared. I don't. You know, I pretty much have lived my life. I look at this and I'm saying, our kids' future is screwed. And the people who fail to get involved in things like Toss Them All, who don't get involved when we should have stood up and said, we're not accepting the 2020 election. When it was really clear how much fraud there was involved in this, and that the courts were complicit in covering it up. We did this to ourselves. Do we have any options left? Yeah, we have some. But I don't want to end up like this dumbass movie I just watched called Civil War, which isn't even worth the film it's on. They say it was the left's desperate attempt to impugn Donald Trump, but I didn't get that from the movie. If they did that, that message was poorly delivered. It was just the fact that sensationalized violence with no plot, and at the end of the day, we're left with the idea there's going to be a civil war. You don't even understand what that Civil War was about from the movie. An hour and 53 minutes of one message that could have been delivered in 30 seconds. But I feel that we still have some options left. But it has to go down the realm now of civil disobedience. You see, when you look at how dictatorships are formed, and I'll always be thankful to my undergraduate professors in both history and sociology where I learned this. In the early days, like Rita Bredow, she's no longer with us, but she is a professor of mine. She really got me to think, and she wasn't alone. There were others. And what I learned was that, like, when people like Stalin and Hitler came to power, if the majority, because the Bolsheviks, for example, were small in number, the Nazis were outnumbered by the communists in Nazi Germany. And if the people as a whole would have stood up and said, no, we're not doing this. We're not doing this. And the people would have rose up in mass and said, noncompliant civil disobedience, screw you. Those regimes would have collapsed. This Bolshevik, satanic, and believe me, there are satanic overtones. Just look at the imagery. But this Bolshevik, satanic overtaking of the United States is in the early stages still. They've captured the minds of the young people, but the young people are changing their minds. That's going to come up in a later story. The numbers are flipping. And if they're flipping, that tells me people like us, middle age and above, we're already there. We know. All we have to do is have the guts to say no. Oh, and they'll try some door kick-ins and they'll do some other things. But, these gun laws, just ignore them. Seriously. Why do you think they want to disarm you? The Nazi Enabling Act. You know what that is, right? Oh, you can only have a gun for hunting, but very, very limitedly. You don't need a gun. The Führer will protect you. But who protects us from the Führer? Never, never, never give up your guns. In fact, this is where I get to use the best piece of research on this. University-wide, decades-long research. And they asked the question, who's more deadly to a citizenry? Is it government or is it war? And they found overwhelmingly it's war. They called it the Democide Project, meaning death by government. There were 16 qualified genocides in the 20th century. Every one of them was preceded by gun confiscation. It tells you what they're going to do. When they come for your guns, then they're going to come for you. So your first line of defense is civil disobedience and no. Ultimately, this will end up in taxes, but that's limitedly too, because see, Roosevelt saw through that. Was it 1943, I believe? They began to extract taxes ahead of time, courtesy of the employer's complicit behavior. But they don't get all of it. They don't get all of it. You've got to get out of their banks. This is why we run ads for Noble Gold, operating capital, diversify. And really, the diversifications are doing what the rich are doing already, and they're not going to legislate against themselves now, are they? So this is why you say, why have you advertised for Noble Gold for so long? One, I personally benefited from it. Number two, I believe in what they're doing. It's furthering American independence. And I have tried to be consistent in this all the way through. They control big pharma, which is shortening your lifespan. Since the advent of COVID, our lifespan has gone down by 3 years. That's unheard of in a population this large. I mean, these are bigger numbers of reduction than you'd expect to see in a war. It's more than what we saw in World War II. And it's all big pharma. And it's the complicit federal agencies that are controlled by big pharma. You know how they do it, right? You retire from big pharma, you get to go to work for the FDA or the CDC or the NIH, right? Oh, you retire from a federal agency. Oh, we got a top little sweetheart position for you here. and you get to be a lobbyist for our needs. The revolving door is how they have controlled big pharma, and this is why you can't trust a damn thing that you're putting in your body now. And I know a lot of you feel that way, and you go, you just don't know what to do. You know, I was talking to someone the other day, and they're fully convinced that the vaccines were deadly and dangerous, not safe and effective. And then they were talking to me and said, Dave, given what you've been through with the RSV and pneumonia, and you kind of dodged a bullet, don't you think you should take the pneumonia vaccine, pneumococcal vaccine? And I said, are you out of your effing mind? Do you understand what they just did? And you're going to trust another product? You can't trust these people at all. They have captured the government. It's not they've captured the presidency and a few congressional positions. They control it all. Tell me a network they don't control. They even infiltrate the media on our side of the fence. There's people I know right now, names you'd recognize in a second, that are working for the other side. You say, well, Dave, why don't you expose it? Because if I do, and the average person's trying to make up their mind who they're going to believe, you just hurt the movement. I hope that people will pray and rely on their discernment to realize who they should and should not follow. It's that simple. And I look at what we are now as a captured operation. The Joint Chiefs are compromised. We saw that with Milley on full display with the Senate testimony. I'd have to tell China if we were going to attack them. Who's paying you? Well, probably the same people paying Joe and Hunter. And then you look at, like I said, the federal agencies. They're passing laws to say their own laws, which are illegal to do, by the way, but it's their version of the law, DHS, malinformation. What you're saying about the government might be right, but you're still a domestic terrorist because you said it. And it's all out there. It's in plain print. And it's just like people have blinders on. They don't want to see. They have shown their animus towards us. Why would you follow the rules of people who said they want to hurt you? It's like the chronic spousal abuser. Honey, come back. I won't do it again. I know I've done it 27 times before. I bought you false teeth. And you're saying, Dave, that's a harsh example. What do you think is happening to us right now? They control Hollywood. What don't they control? They don't control your heart. They don't control your soul. And they don't control your actions unless you let them. And if you were to withdraw your complicit participation and say, oh, did you hear they passed a law about it? I don't care. I'm not following it. Seriously. So I don't know why people give in to this. And now they're preparing to murder opposition figures. And the writing is clearly on the wall. It's clearly on the wall. And the murdering of whistleblowers now has become commonplace. You know, that was recently revealed the CIA wanted to murder Julian Assange, but they didn't think they could get away with it in the public opinion, so they didn't. So they went to the horse crap they're doing now. By the way, he has whistleblower protection. Why is he in prison? Because we're a captured operation. We're not following our own laws. We are a lawless, morally depraved society in terms of our leadership. And you say, well, how many people are decent? You don't have 5%. Because when they're in office for any length of time, out they go. And I'll tell you, Liz Harris, who blew the whistle on stolen elections in Arizona, and from the inside, being a legislator on the inside, Liz Harris is lucky to be alive. In fact, she revealed to me, I can't remember if she said it on the show or not. I think she might have. But she was taken for a ride with someone she trusted. And they said, Liz, if you don't shut up, they're going to find your body in that field over there. That's the society you live in now. You live in a society where Congress did nothing about the border And what they're saying is pedophilia, the rape of migrant women, and all the other crap that goes on, the fentanyl, the death of 100,000 Americans a year. That's okay. That's okay because that's what we're paid to do. That's what we're paid to do. And you have to wonder, Marjorie Taylor Greene got SWAT teamed how many times at her home? 4 or 5? You'd think the responding agency would finally get a clue and not go kick in the doors, right? Yeah. I have a problem with that too. But she's on the list. And there'll be an accident, a plane crash or something. It's inevitable, people. And when she goes, and when Robert F. Kennedy goes, and when Donald Trump goes, it's kind of like the old Nazi saying, first they came from group number one. I said nothing. Then they came for group number two. I said nothing. Then they came for me. And there was no one left to speak. Maybe you want to think about getting involved. That's it for the Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here again next time. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. And of all the videos I've done for a couple of days, this is the one that really needs to be shared. So please do this. The brief visual I'm going to show you speaks to the dire danger that we are in. We are in big, big trouble. We're in danger. And there are people who contact me. Dave, you're full of it. You're just delusional. You're taking drugs, LSD. Well, they say in China, ironically, a picture is worth a thousand words. We're going to show you what we mean by that right here on the Common Sense Show. We're brought to you by Magic Dicol Products. Let me show you this one right here. It's demonstrating to my wife last night what I could do in the driveway. This gel, I put on my knee. I rub it in, small amount. I've been doing it for 5 weeks. I had to stop playing basketball, I don't know, 25 years ago because my knee would go like this. And I still weighed, it's probably about 170 pounds. Is good shape, still relatively quick, had some skills left, but the knee couldn't take it. All of a sudden now, the knee is taking it, and I'm doing squats, and I've already detailed what the spray did for me with regard to when I had serious diagnosable RSV stripping lung linings. You're headed towards oxygen. I'm running sprints. Oh, on my bad knee. But it ain't bad anymore. You want to find out more? Want to find out what this can do for you? Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. I've been on the China thing since late last year. The Border Patrol has cataloged 30,000 Chinese coming into the country since January. Now, the Biden administration will admit to there's three getaways for everyone they catch. The Trump administration said it was closer to six. So that means since January, and I was on this before January. But since January, that means we have either 90 to 180,000 Chinese in this country. I'm going to show you the proof in a minute. So you people who are giving me the big middle finger, telling me I'm delusional, I belong in an insane asylum, I see paranoia in the wallpaper, you're about ready to eat your words. Well, I know you're probably clicked off by now because you don't want to be faced with the truth, because a lot of you are Democratic plants who were hired and paid $18 an hour by DHS to go to social media sites and discredit the people that are telling the truth. Oh, that's been a practice. Gosh, that's been going on 5, 6, 7 years before COVID. Before COVID. So Why would 90 to 180,000 Chinese be necessary in America? First of all, how'd they get here? China doesn't let their people leave. There's like a Berlin Wall, a Beijing Wall, if you will, where if they catch you trying to leave, they shoot you. You don't get to leave, not unless they want you to leave. And then, second of all, when do people leave and what conditions do people leave when they immigrate? They go to a foreign country. Well, for my family, my dad is a baby, my great grandmother, my grandmother, her sister, an uncle, great uncle. That was part of what came here, a family unit. Biological grandfather died while they had the in-between stop in the UK. Then it was called England. This was typical. What do we see when we look at people from Venezuela? There's 150 men marching together with a single backpack. And then with the Chinese, we see 30 to 50. No women, no children. And many of them are standing at parade at rest. Now, if you're not familiar with that term, it's a term that says that, when you're on the parade grounds, like you're in boot camp and you're marching, you're allowed to stand at rest with both hands clasped behind your back. Parade at rest. And you're going to see that pose over and over. It's a universal military position. It's just unbelievable we're letting this go on. Now, Paul Preston, who, by the way, I'm scheduled to interview a little later today on the Oroville Dam, I'm going to bring this up because he has sources that work with him in the New California Movement that are seeing Chinese males going into Camp Pendleton in white, unmarked vans. And then we're getting reports of complaints from soldiers at Camp Pendleton that are ordered to train these people, and they're in disagreement. But they don't exist. It's a figment of my imagination. The Obama administration says, we have no idea what you're talking about. These are political refugees that are coming here. Did they swim? How did they get here? Can they walk on water? I wouldn't give him that status. Well, I think we should show you. Just look at this still. What do you see here? You see Chinese. Notice some of their positioning that I've previously described. Notice the single backpacks. Look at this. The hell is this? Now they're interspersed throughout a crowd of migrants caught. We can play this a little more here. Yeah, they certainly did swim here, didn't they? Okay, now we have interspersed migrants now after this line. Don't know who these guys are, but they look a little nefarious, don't they? All males there. Look at this, folks. This is just endless. And I entered this video here about halfway through. Now, again, please notice. Where are the family units? Notice the positioning of their arms again for many of them. These are military. It's a dead giveaway. Then, of course, you see how they're interspersed here at the end of the line. And these people here are a little suspicious, aren't they? All males. See, this is what normal immigrants look like, what you're seeing right here. Not these. Not these guys. 30,000 caught since January 1st. What the hell are they doing here? I can tell you what they're doing here. I've been writing about this for years. If you think these are the only embedded dangers we have in the country, you're kidding. We have MS-13. What's their mission in Central America? Now they murder uncooperative police and politicians and journalists. They're here. Hamas, they're here. Oh, don't take my word for it. Take the word of Christopher Wray, who told you several months ago, first announcement, 27 American cities in danger because of terrorism. He failed to mention they cross our porous border. We have Venezuelan people that are here from their prisons, from their mental institutions, and from their military. And we've shown you the proof for that. So, again, why are they here? Well, what I've written about is something called the American version of the Tet Offensive. And on a predetermined time, when China is ready to invade Taiwan, and I cover this in part one of When China Invades, these people will take down the infrastructure to the United States. As John Moore, my good friend, radio host, former decorated Green Beret from Vietnam, homicide investigator, guy is jack of all trades, highly intelligent. More integrity in his little finger than most people will have in their life. John is describing my phrase now on his show, Tet Offensive. He said at one time when I interviewed him, it would take eight Russian Spetsnaz to bring down the infrastructure in a city the size of Phoenix, 4 million people in the metropolitan area. You tell me. You tell me. What are they doing here? They're going to take down the infrastructure to occupy us, tie us up, slow our response when they make their move on Taiwan. And that's before they make their move on us. And that's after they've taken out Diego Garcia, Guam, bases in the Philippines, bases in South Korea and Hawaii, as well as submarine communication facilities in Washington State and also in Maine. These people are enemies of America. And there's no logical explanation to explain what we just saw. But I have to tell you, I am tired of the criticisms I've received when I'm showing you documentable evidence. And when you hear these naysayers who don't believe your lying eyes, believe the Biden administration. Oh, they're just political refugees in danger for their lives. No, the danger to their lives is that they didn't get transported here by ship and by plane and deposited in Central America, come up a third route for immigrants only for the communist Chinese, as exposed by Michael Yan, and the NGOs are supporting them. Groups like Catholic Charities, the Jesuits. Oh, this has been well documented. It's been all over Twitter, or should I say X, a courtesy of people like Michael Yan. We're in a lot of trouble. How many are here total? Estimates, credible estimates, a couple hundred thousand in California alone. And then they're training the communist Chinese military's training with the Canadians, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police in British Columbia. Gee, what could go wrong? I've been reporting on communist Chinese troops in the Sierra Madres in Mexico for the better part of 15 years. What could go wrong? And people just don't want to see the threat. America, you are in grave danger. And who's to blame? Well, a number of people. But let's just start with what's going on in recent history. Mike Johnson. $68 billion to Ukraine, not one dime for border enforcement. Mayorkas, Democrats, killed the impeachment in the Senate. They're fine with child sex trafficking. They're fine with fentanyl killing 100,000 Americans a year. And they're also fine with a foreign military invasion of this country, which you're seeing right here. That's who's serving in our government. I tried the tossthemall.com movement. Failed miserably. No one wanted to take the lead. Unelect 95% of all Republicans realizing they're rhinos, like Mike Johnson. Reelect people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, people like that. If people didn't want to grab a hold of this. Yesterday, we live north of the metropolitan area of Phoenix in the rural area. Our power was out for several hours. I got a good dose of what I'm looking at down the in the future. The water still worked. That won't orderly poisoned. You need to face up, folks. You've been invaded, and their complicit allies are serving in the halls of government. That's it for the Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here next time. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Well, Congress did it again. They betrayed the American people. And we're going to go through the litany here in just a moment. But they just passed the Ukraine funding bill in full. In full. How much did they allocate to the border, to homeless veterans? Let's get into that. We'll talk about that. Oh, it's so disturbing. We're brought to you by a great product. I sit here before you, 100% fully functional because of magic dye called the Nanosoma spray. This gel I rub on my knee here, this is fantastic. It's called Betasomer. I'm here because of that. I'm doing well because of that. I think you'd be wise to check it out. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com. Forward slash Dave Hodges. I want my healthback.com forward slash Dave Hodges. Marjorie Taylor Greene is hopping mad. The Ukraine bill passed with overwhelming majority, a 3-to-1 vote. Congress betrayed you. MSNBC, in their objective reporting, said this is not a blank check. It's defined what the money has to go for. Is that why we're paying for their salaries in Ukraine, their retirement, their homes for the public officials? Is that why we're doing that? Also, please tell me, why has the Pentagon failed the last six audits? Why? Where's the money going that's going to Ukraine? Blank check? No. It's called a black hole, MSNBC. Congress passed FISA. Your government can break the Constitution and spy on you. Show me the man, I'll find you the crime. And even if I can't find you the crime, I'll get enough circumstantial evidence through illegal surveillance to make it look like there's a crime. There's no border in America. No, we'll defend Ukraine's border, but not ours. And then the final insult is this. Mayorkas and Biden are complicit in murder, rape, child trafficking because of the open border policies. But the Senate saw fit to dismiss the impeachment charges against Mayorkas. Okay, you say, well, that's on the Senate. Yes, it is, but it's also on the House. What they should have done was say, we're not approving any more bills. And by the way, any bill that comes out of the Senate, not passing, not doing it. Not until you hold an impeachment trial and show the American people what happened here. But did they do that? No. Your government is aligned against you. And the sooner you realize that, maybe you'll get to work. They are the impediment to your standard of living, to your happiness, to the security of your family, to the national security. to public safety. We have officials serving in office, in high office, who've sold out to China. America last should be this government's motto. Yet we do nothing. And people say, Dave, why are you so frustrated? That's why. And the sad thing, and there's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to turn. We could rise up in our overwhelming numbers and stop this immediately. Tell me why we won't. Look forward to your comments. Check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv for the very best in investigative reporting. The very best in investigative reporting. Check us out. You'll really like it. We pose a problem, bring an expert in. They also give you a solution. There's nothing like it. We get 5-star ratings on the world's major platforms. TheCommonSenseShow.tv is where you want to go. TheCommonSenseShow.tv.